What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to $3 Down. What in God's name does Old Spice put in their deodorant? I swear to God, dude, it has got to be the most pungent deodorant on the face of this planet. The lavender one. I think it's called Lavender Wilderness. What do they put in this stuff, dude? I swear to God, it is so powerful. Every time I uncap the stick of deodorant, it makes my eyes water because of how strong it is. It's ridiculous. I'm pretty sure if I apply that particular deodorant at the start of every month, I don't need to reapply it throughout the entire month. I think I'm good throughout the entire month because of how powerful it is. Even through the showers, dude. Literally, I put deodorant on, and then I take a shower, and I'm like, I still smell the lavender. Jesus Christ, I just scrubbed my armpits into oblivion, but I still smell the lingering scent of the Lavender Wilderness. What is this nonsense? This stuff is out of this world. Like, I don't know how, I don't know what divine being they pray to be given the formula for this stick of deodorant, but it is so strong, it is so long lasting. Now granted, remember, it doesn't smell bad or anything, don't get me wrong, it doesn't smell bad, it smells good, it smells really good. In fact, I really like Old Spice's stuff, but my God, it is so strong. I think Old Spice makes really good products. Not sponsored by Old Spice or anything, but I use like Old Spice body wash, all the Old Spice deodorants and whatnot. Bear Glove. I really like Bear Glove. Bear Glove smells really good. That stuff smells like candy. Am I crazy for thinking that? Am I the only one that thinks that? The Bear Glove body wash stuff, it smells like candy. It smells sweet. I'm like, what in God's name? When I first used it, I was so tempted to just take a taste of it, dude. I know it makes me sound insane, but trust me, it is so sweet. The smell of it, it smells sweet. I'm like, what did they put in this stuff, dude? It smells good, though. It does smell good, but holy Christ, it smells like candy. It literally smells like candy because of how sweet it is. It's crazy, dude. I don't know what Old Spice is doing over there. I don't know what they're doing, but my God, it does smell good, though. It does smell good, but Jesus Christ, it's so powerful. Good Lord. You know the Toy Story movie, right? The old one. The very first one. I think it came out in 1995? 1996, I think? Maybe 1995, I think. The very first Toy Story movie. You remember the kid, what's his name? Sid, yes, that's it, Sid. You remember Sid in the very first Toy Story movie? He is portrayed to be like this absolutely psychotic kid. This kid who's just out of his mind, making these horrible abominations out of his toys. But, like, I disagree. I think Sid is misunderstood. Now, granted, I'm just looking at what we as the viewer witnessed in the movie. Granted, we are still talking about an animated Pixar movie, but still, let's just forget about that. Spit some theories out there. What we just see in the movie, do you really think he's a problem child? Do you really think he's psychotic? I don't think so, dude. He's like, what, 10 years old in that movie or something? 11, 12? Dude, he's just expressing himself in an artistic way. You know what I mean? Who didn't make abominations out of their toys like that? Just completely devastate their toys as a kid? Who didn't do that? Come on, man. I did that. No one thought I was crazy. They just said, oh, wow, look at this kid making hodgepodge nonsense out of his toys. No one thought I was insane. Now, granted, I think he somehow got his hands on like some fireworks and was planning to blow up one of his toys. But I mean, still, dude, that's kind of something like a kid would do. I'm not gonna lie, man. There's some adults that just strap fireworks to hot dogs and blow them up. Yeah, like, is that really so weird? I think that it was actually kind of impressive, some of the stuff he built. Seriously. Some of the stuff he built, he could probably, like, snap some pictures of it, dude, post it on Instagram and get, like, hundreds of followers, because I'm sure there's, like, some niche group out there that likes looking at stuff like that. You know what I mean? I don't think he's crazy. I think his stuff was pretty cool. I think he's incredibly misunderstood. Now, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Like I said, I'm just looking at what we as the viewer saw in the movie. And nothing we saw really hinted towards him being absolutely crazy. I think it was messed up how Woody pretty much traumatized him. You know what I mean? Literally, Woody literally traumatized him. Throughout the entire time, Sid had no clue these toys were, these toys could come alive. No one knew about this. At least no one that we knew of. He didn't know these toys were like, they could live. Then all of a sudden, Woody just comes to life and scares the living daylights out of this kid. Absolutely traumatizing him for the rest of his life. Imagine him growing up, having a kid of his own, but banning the kid from having any toys because he knows that secretly they are alive. That's ridiculous, dude. Just because Woody had enough. Granted, Woody needed to get out of there. I understand that. He needed to escape. He didn't want to get absolutely brutalized by Sid. But still, dude, I'm sure there was other ways he could have gone about it instead of absolutely obliterating this kid's childhood. You know Sid got rid of all of those toys after that had happened. You know he got rid of every single toy in his house. Every time he's walking past a toy store or some nonsense, he can't help but have that thought lingering in the back of his mind. My God, they're watching. Good Lord, dude. They're all around us. Absolutely traumatized that kid, dude. Kind of hated Woody for that. Like, what are you doing, man? Now, I understand Woody, you know, he needed to get out of there, too. He needed to get back home. But still, man, come on now, Woody. Come on, man. You're a toy. I thought your primary objective, your main initiative was to make children happy or some nonsense. You just brutalized this kid. Seriously, absolutely decimated him. But it is what it is, I guess. What's up with all these Christmas movies, though? You know, it's October, and these Christmas movies are coming out in full force. Not like Die Hard or anything like that. I mean these generic romance Christmas movies that you would see, like, on... What's that one channel? They have all their, like, gift cards and whatnot. Hallmark, I think. I think that's it. Hallmark. They got all these... Well, I wouldn't say they're kind of bad, dude. They're pretty bad because they're all like cookie cutter romance Christmas movies. They all pretty much follow the same premise. This like big shot girl boss city girl comes back home to spend Christmas with her family in the countryside, and while she's here, she meets like handsome white guy preset number 263. They fall in love, and she decides to stay in the countryside with them and leave her girl boss life behind. It follows the same concept, dude. Or she's secretly some member of a royal family that she didn't know of, and all of a sudden she gets a letter in the mail saying, hey, you probably don't know us, but you're actually like Queen Elizabeth the 32nd's estranged daughter. Please come back home so you can spend Christmas with us, or some nonsense. It's kind of crazy, dude. My mom, she's been watching a bunch of these movies, and every time I walk in there, I'm like, oh, is this the same movie? No, it's a different one. Okay. I come back in there. Is this the same movie? No, it's a different one. Are you sure? Literally, they have like the same girl playing in those movies. You know, the girl from, what's the movie called? High School Musical. What's her name, dude? I forget what her name was, but she was like the main, girl character in High School Musical. Like the main love interest to the main guy, Troy, or whatever his name was. What was her name, dude? Oh my God, I don't remember her name, but she's like in every single one of those movies. I swear to God, every single one. That's like the common denominator. She's in them. She's always in them. I don't know her name. Vanessa Hudgens? Is that it? Vanessa, that is her. Yes, that's it. Vanessa Hudgens. That's her. She's in every single, dude, she is a beautiful lady. But my gosh, she is in every single one of those movies, dude. Good Lord. I never sat down and watched one and like found any of them interesting because they're all just so cliche. I mean, there's nothing to watch, dude. What I just described, that's pretty much the premise of every single one of them. My mom enjoys them, though. Don't know why, but she really likes him a lot. And I'm going to have to endure this for like another 2 or 3 months. Like, good God, dude, they're already on a rampage with all these Christmas movies. But I mean, it is what it is, I guess. They're not horrendous. At least my mom enjoys them. Who is watching them, though? I swear, they got to be successful in some way because they keep pumping them out in droves, man. Maybe it's about quantity over quality for them. They don't care. As long as they pump out as many as they can before the Christmas season is over, it's a win in their book, I guess. I don't know what's going on there. But it is what it is, I guess. You know what I've been watching, though? on YouTube. I've been watching a lot of truck driving videos. A lot of like truck driver POV videos. As a kid, I remember always watching like trucking shows with my dad on the History Channel or whatever. You know, the show called Ice Road Truckers was a really good show. I don't know if it's still going on, but I remember watching that with my dad like every night after he got home from work. I really liked watching people drive trucks. And like I sort of got out of that phase for years. And then all of a sudden I just started remembering all these trucking shows. And I'm like, I wonder if there's some truck driving videos on YouTube that I might like. I searched it up and I'm like, whoa, dude, this is awesome. You don't see this on Ice Road Truckers. You're actually seeing like the POV, what they're seeing on the road and stuff, dude. Seeing how they shift and whatnot. It's awesome. Seriously. It's actually really good to fall asleep to as well. Not because it's like boring or anything, but I just like listening to the sounds of the truck too. It's very interesting. And especially if you find a guy or girl, whoever, like talks a lot about what they do. Very interesting stuff, dude. Very interesting stuff. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how to work a truck like that, but it's always interesting to see what they're doing. And especially, like I said, if you find someone who explains what they're doing, that's like the icing on the cake, dude. It's so cool. So cool. I don't care about people driving like normal cars or anything like that. But whenever someone's driving a truck, a big old truck, dude. I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it. It's so interesting. Granted, I like watching people drive. You know what I mean? I don't really go out of my way to look at like people driving normal cars or anything. But if I find myself in that general area of YouTube, I might check out a few videos just because I like watching people drive. I like to see how they drive and compare it to myself, if that makes sense. I like to see what they do, how they drive, how they handle their car, and like to compare it to how I drive. See if I can take anything from them, or see if I can do something better than what they're doing. You know what I mean? I really enjoy that. Can't really do that when watching someone drive a big rig truck. But I mean, if I find myself watching someone driving, I don't know, like a Corolla or some nonsense, a Honda Civic, sure, I'll sit down and watch it, see what they're doing, dude. See how they handle their car. Because I know how I can drive. I've only been driving for about a year now. Well, a little over a year. I really haven't been driving for that long. But I like to see how other people are driving. See how they do. I hate driving with other people now, though. Now that I got in my own car and I've been driving for a little over a year now. Oh, my God. I now know how my dad feels. My dad never lets anyone drive when he's with them. He always wants to be the one to drive. And now I know, I understand how he feels, dude. I drove with my friend to go to my sister's house. And holy Christ, I was fearing for my life. My friend, I told him he is literally Speed Racer incarnate. I don't know if Speed Racer is real and just decided to possess my friend's mortal body. But my God, he's the most holy. Oh my God, dude. Most insane driver I have ever met. And that was the last time I drove with him. I'm like, dude, you gotta slow down. You gotta slow it down. Please, please, God. And nope. He just kept going and going and going on the highway, just zipping in and out of traffic. Dude, I couldn't take it. I just closed my eyes and just hoped. Just hoped we would get there safely. I'm like, okay, this is the last time I'm doing that. I haven't driven with him since, because I was just so traumatized after that nonsense. It was like night and day. I consider myself a pretty safe driver. I don't speed or anything like that. I don't even like driving on the freeway, dude. I mean, I'm a little thankful that I don't need to hop on the highway to get to my job. But, if I gotta hop on the freeway, I'll do it. I don't like doing it, though. I remember one time I got stuck on the freeway because I read the GPS wrong. My GPS was so slow in recalculating. You know how your GPS sometimes recalculates when you take a turn it wasn't expecting? It recalculates. I took a turn the GPS wasn't telling me to take, because I knew that turn would take me there faster. I took the turn and it was recalculating. I'm like, okay, hurry up. Where do I go from here now? And I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta go on the highway because that's literally all that's left. Do I take a left? Do I take a right? So I took the gamble and just stayed on the highway. They were like, no, you should have taken a right. I'm like, oh, Oh boy. So I'm just stuck on the highway now, just going cruising down the highway, and I can't like hit the GPS to like tell it to stop or anything to give me new directions because it's just telling me to take an exit so far up ahead. I'm like, why is this the only exit up here? What is this nonsense? And I was driving. I was out on my lunch break for work. I forget what I was doing, but I needed to go somewhere really quick. And I was on my lunch break for work, and I'm like, boss. I'd call my boss because I could use my like the Apple EarPod thing. You say like call boss or whatever, call my mom, call this number. So I was like, call boss, that's what I got him under. Call boss, boss, I'm gonna be a little late from lunch. He's like, why? What happened? I got stuck on the freeway. He's like, ah, happened to me too, buddy. It is what it is. I'm like, what? It is what it is. Well, okay, I got you. All right, thank you. And I just hung up and I just fought my way off that freeway. I went so far before I was able to turn around. That was actually pretty fun, though. I'm not gonna lie. I hated that, but it was in like a weird way, just fun. Just trying to figure out how to get back because my GPS was just screwed up, dude. My dad had given me one. It wasn't like the one on my phone. My dad had given me one, and it was so old. But I wanted to use it. Just to see how it worked. It was so old. It hardly even recognized some of the roads on the street now because it was just so old and it didn't get updated or anything, but I still used it for some reason. Looking back on it now, that was dumb of me to do. I should have just used my phone. But my dad had given me the GPS and I was like, okay, fine. He gave me the GPS. I might as well use it. Might as well see how it goes. But I wasn't expecting to get on the freeway, so when I did get on the freeway, the GPS just started bugging out really hard. So I had to find an exit, get off the exit, put the GPS that I was using away, and whip out my phone because it was, a lot more updated than that like old 2005 GPS or whatever. Literally the last time I used that thing because it just bugged out as soon as I got on the highway. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, what is this nonsense? It was the only time I really got lost on the road, and it wasn't really like lost, it was just more of an issue trying to find a spot to pull over, trying to find an exit. Don't like driving on the freeway, dude. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'll do it, but if I can avoid it, I'll definitely try to avoid it. I really don't like it. Good Lord, especially in Atlanta drivers. Yeesh, dude. These Atlanta drivers are a little, ay, ay, ay. It's a little rough. Let's just say that. Good God. And we were talking about Christmas movies earlier. You know that one animated Christmas movie, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer? Dude, what's up with that? You, if you really like, just take a second, just repeat that title. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. That honestly doesn't even sound like a real that doesn't even sound like a real movie, dude. Grandma just became a victim of vehicular manslaughter. Like, bro, what in the world? There's a whole song about it too, a whole happy, gleeful song about grandma just getting absolutely rolled and smoked by these reindeer. I'm like, what in the world? Looking back on it now, dude. What's going on with grandma? Why are they singing about grandma's demise? I don't even think she died in the movie. I think she got clocked. Wait, maybe she did die. I remember she got like buried in the snow and all you could see were her legs. I don't know if she died. I'm pretty sure she didn't die. I think she was just rocked so hard she like lost her memory. Because, it is a kid's movie. I don't think they killed off grandma. But still, it's so weird, man. Such an odd movie. I think what happened was she got clocked. She lost her memories and then she became Mrs. Claus, I think. Very weird movie, dude. I was honestly thinking it should become a horror movie. They should take that concept and make it a horror movie. I got an idea for it. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. What they could do, they can make it so like Satan or some demonic entity possesses Santa Claus. Santa Claus is real. Santa Claus gets possessed by this demonic entity. He is now like some Omega evil version of Santa. I don't know. His reindeer all turn into like these skeletal demonic beast of hell. He goes around just mowing mowing people down in his sleigh, just absolutely devastating them. Vehicular manslaughter left and right all over the world, dude. Just going on a rampage. And then you gotta find you got the main character. He's like, what in God's name? He could be like some kid who saw Santa when he was like 5 years old or some nonsense, so he knows Santa is real. Now he's all grown up and he's like, this isn't the Santa I remember. This isn't the Santa I grew up with. What happened to Santa Claus? Now he's got to go all over the world to track down Santa, who's just committing all these crimes, running people over left and right, dude. Instead of dropping presents underneath the trees, dropping bombs, literal bombs, blowing up houses and whatnot. Name it, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. I think that'd be a pretty sick Christmas movie. Good Lord. Release it like around this time, around the end of October, dude. Not too shabby. I think that's a good idea. If someone makes that a real movie, be sure to credit me, please. Thank you. Let me get a portion of that revenue, if you don't mind. Good God, dude. Absolutely crazy. I think that'd be a pretty good movie. Very entertaining. Very stupid, but very entertaining. In my opinion, good Lord, dude. But I think that just about does it. I forgot to recommend a song in the last podcast. I did forget, unfortunately. So, to make up for that, I'm going to recommend two songs today. Yes, to make up for the last time. Let's see, dude. What do we got? Dude, Spotify. What is with Spotify? Hold on a second. Because I'm on the Spotify browser right now. Why did Spotify put the refresh button for the recommended songs in your playlist at the bottom? At the very bottom. It used to be at the top. You know, if you look in a playlist, I'm on the web version, or I guess the desktop app version of Spotify. In your playlist, you scroll all the way down to the bottom, and it has all the recommended songs in your for your playlist. It used to have the refresh button right at the top. Why did they change it? Why did they put it at the bottom, dude? It's so weird, because when you refresh, you got to scroll back up to look at the songs that's being clipped off by the top of the screen. So then you got to scroll back down to refresh it. I just thought it was more convenient when it was at the top. It just looked better, too. Instead of having the refresh button all the way at the bottom, that's just like a little gripe I have. I don't know why they changed that. What was the reason there? What was the problem? Why did they change that? I don't understand, but regardless, dude, let's find a song. Jesus Christ. Let's see. I'm going to recommend the first song. Let's recommend Death Dealer by Lords of the Trident. That's some good stuff right there, dude. And Death Dealer, that's a pretty good song. And Lords of the Trident have some bangers. I'm not going to lie. I really like them. Got a few songs from them in my playlist. Their Shadows of the Past album, really good, dude. Very good. Death Dealer by Lords of the Trident. Go listen to it, dude. That's the first song. Let's see. What else are we going to recommend? Go listen to Prince of the Land of Stench by Necrogoblicon. Oh my God. Necrogoblicon. I could make a whole podcast just about Necrogoblicon. That is my favorite band right there. Necrogoblicon. Just listen to every song by Necrogoblicon. Honestly, dude, every one of their songs is so good. But the one we're gonna recommend for you to listen to today, go listen to Prince of the Land of Stench by Necrogoblicon. That's a banger right there, an absolute banger. But I think that just about does it for me. If you enjoyed this episode of $3 Down, be sure to share it wherever you go for your social media needs. Be sure to share it with everyone, your friends, your family, your spouse, whatever. Let them know, dude. Let them know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to be on the lookout for another episode of $3 Down. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.